Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here he is, Mr. Corky. Tsekgo is in the building. Winner of the 2017 MTV Bass VJ Search. But like, actually, it feels like you've been part of sort of our pop culture context for a while. So yeah, I think your brand is a little beyond just MTV now, though, even though that's like, I guess, the main thing people know you for, right?
No, definitely. I think I've grown, really grown. Yeah.
So, dude, where did you you weren't born in Joburg, were you?
No, I was born in PTA, Pretoria, but like Garankuwa. Cool. Garankuwa Zone 2. That's like Gauteng and like northwest side.
And certainly, like, I mean, it's been an incredible kind of year, or the past few months have been very, very interesting for you. What was what were you doing before you kind of came to the fore and were on TV sort of regularly?
I was doing personal training. Cool. And well, it was more like your house calls. So, but I worked with corporates as well. And then prior to that, prior to the competition coming about, I think 4 months before that, I went into doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Personal training as well, but not under any structure but myself. Hmm. And then, yeah, I was jobless, like no clients, nothing at all. And then the VJ came about, man.
And you took the opportunity and you ran with it.
Is
it like a real is it like a fundamental shift in your life that's happened when something like that happens?
No, definitely. The way you even think about dreams, how valid they are, the thoughts that you've had in life about seeing yourself on TV, it just changes everything. It's like a huge culture shift just comes about within your mind, within your life as well.
Huh.
Yeah.
So talk to me for a second about kind of navigating the industry when you're relatively new to it and figuring out how you're going to make it work for you.
You know what? One thing that I've learned in the last couple of five months, should I say, right? Yeah, 5 months. I've learned that you need to understand your brand and you need to understand where it can take you without you having to overexert yourself.
Yeah.
You know, without you having to compromise relationships that you already have within the industry itself. So right now I'm letting my craft, but also who I am, navigate me into other avenues of the industry. Mm. You know, and I mean, this cosmopolitan essay, it's the competition has put me on another level as well.
Yeah.
So it's now allowed me to get into other audiences as well. So it's allowing me to do a whole lot more.
Huh.
You know, confidence has grown. Like you said, you know, I'm recognized as a brand now, not just the MTV based VJ winner. You know, so now I'm getting into the feel of it, of understanding who I am as well in the industry as well. Not me being like, oh, I'm still shy a bit, you know. You get nervous, but now I'm understanding that my craft is what is actually going to put me forth more than anything.
I mean, certainly it's a cool thing to kind of be featured in. It's cool, though, I guess, that you didn't have to sort of stretch far to be able to pull something like this off because it is very body-based. Tell me about this relationship that you have with fitness and kind of when it started, because it's cool. I mean, I have never found gym enjoyable. I know that they say, the process of it, once I'm into it, like if I'm really, like if the friends are pushing me, like I'm into it.
Yeah.
And I'll feel sort of good afterwards. But ask me to make a conscious effort in my day to
and just
add
make
that
it
in.
A day to day, make
and
it
I
a
just,
habit.
Like it's, I find it difficult. So I'm always fascinated by people that like can't go a day without it because I can very easily go a day without it.
Mm. Mm-mm. Well, with me, it started when I was just about, I think, 19, 20, and I was going through depression, but I couldn't stay at home, like, just sit at home, like, I couldn't, you know, so what I did was, I went to the park at times, I did calisthenics, and then it's these push-ups that you do, clapping, jumping up and down, and I had to go to the gym, so I signed up at the gym. I had to sell my PlayStation. I had a PlayStation at that time. And I was like, my mom was like, oh, the thing is, we won't be able to afford. I was like, oh, wait, I'll sell some of the stuff that I'm not using in the house or that I'm using is just keeping me in the house because I'd rather be out. And then when I sold it, I was able to go for a year there. And like the love of just knowing that my body could do things out of this world besides just having a six pack, besides having muscles, you know. And that's where, it triggered me out of that whole depression mode. So that's how much, like, it's a true thing. For me, it's not a, I'm just doing this to keep healthy. For me, it literally changed my life.
And you've kind of stood at it, I guess, every day then for the past 6-7 years, consistently doing it, and it's a part of your day.
It's a part of my day.
Does it ramp up now, though, when you have to very much be on display? Like, do you have to go to the gym more? Are you more stressed about it now?
Now, not precisely. I think I learned so much throughout those, like now, because of Cosmo. Mm. I learned how to eat well. I don't necessarily go to the gym more. So I could be in the gym for 45 minutes. And I'm good.
Okay.
You know, like, I know now how muscles work. I know how the body works. I know how food works. I know what I must eat to look a certain way. You know, so I don't necessarily spend like 10 hours in the gym. You know, 4 days in a week is good for me. You know, it's just how I train and how I eat.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it certainly must be paying off if they're putting you in calendars and all sorts of things, and then there's puppies involved, and it's a whole situation.
Yeah, it's a fun campaign. It's a fun campaign.
It says here, when asked to describe yourself, you said that you are passionate, you are persistent, and you are adventurous. What's the most adventurous thing you've ever
done? Most adventurous thing I've ever done.
And I mean, for some people, that would be sitting in a queue to become an MTV-based DJ. Like, that would be adventurous. But I don't know if that's your... I mean, what is your adventurous sense?
That is one of those.
Yeah.
But also, I think there was a time we did a link on MTV Base VJ, and we had to do a link bungee jumping.
Oh, wow.
But now before that, you had to do a link and then bungee jump. So for me, I wasn't like, I was scared, but wasn't scared.
I think even
the producer could see it, like, dude, like, are you not? I'm like, I love what I'm doing right now. So it's extreme, you know? And that's when I was like, man, I think you're a crazy dude.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. And then you were going off, jumping off buildings and delivering links and all
there
sorts
you
of
go.
Things.
There you go.
It says here, what's your secret party trick? Does taking my top off count?
Definitely. I think for me, that's once I take off the t-shirt, I feel like you already know who Teho is.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't need to be like, I don't need to talk too much. Like, my name is, like, I feel like everybody just gets into the groove of having fun now.
Yeah.
Because one dude's t-shirt is off, flip it. Let's all do the same, you know? Huh. So it becomes a jump. Jump into the pool if you want to. Do whatever the hell you want. Just have fun.
Okay. Yeah. Dope. Hanging out with Teho, more with him in a little bit. Plus, we're going to let producer Palesa ask some questions. I know that she's chomping at the bit to ask Teho some things. I'll inspire your questions, Palesa, with his idea of a perfect date. It says, yeah, a picnic. It allows you to wine and dine for as long as you want to while enjoying beautiful scenery. So, I mean... Now you know that the guy that you're dealing with, you can ask your questions accordingly. It is all on the other side of this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So, producer Palesa, the stage is yours. Questions for Mr. Corky here.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this. So, first one would be...
Not even a hello, how are you?
No, we've already met. Look, we go way back, don't worry.
Oh, dude.
Wait. Just joking.
Do you really?
Well, the hub outside the studio.
Oh, okay.
That's way back. So first question would be, who do you think is your biggest competition? And if you don't win, who should win?
I've used two questions.
It's one.
Okay, fine, it's one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think, look, I've met the guys. I've met all the guys, and I really think they're dope dudes. You know, we're all different. That's one thing I like about it. And if anybody had to win... It'd definitely be Jesse, man. Cause I mean, look, he's like fam to me. He's with Viacom. I'm with Viacom. You know, let us stay at the hub. You know, so yeah, that would sit right with me, really.
Okay.
Jesse, yeah.
Okay. And then, what's the one pickup line that works for you all the time?
Can I use my smile as one of those?
That is so corny. Like, you just smile and the girls like.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, what's up? My name is Teho Kogi. How are you?
And then, okay, last but not least, what do you have planned for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, because that's coming up.
I'll be at home, probably working on a script and...
Boring.
Yeah. Look, I'm being very honest with you. I'm single, but I'd love to be out, man, even if it's just with a female friend, you know, you know what I mean?
Okay. All
right. It says here you look for consistency, affection... And emotional intelligence.
Definitely.
Someone at the other. So, and what... okay.
Yeah. Now, thing is, I've been in relationships where I try my hardest best to be on the same wavelength in terms of conversation.
Yeah.
And I feel
Wavelengths.
Yeah. Like just okay. Be here. Yeah, you know, yeah. Be together. And if I fail in doing that, or I fail in like just stimulating like a powerful you and unearthing potential in you, even with just words, then I just feel like we're not supposed to, you're not supposed to be, you know? So everything, like if I date, I don't, I'm not one of those guys who just date for the sake because, oh, aesthetically looking, good. We pretty. Nah, like your mind literally has to keep me around because there's only so much that my looks can do for me. Same applies to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about your family's take on all of this. Your mom's take on kind of how stuff's progressed.
Yeah.
What do they think?
Well, it's life changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was telling me because I've moved out of home now. Yeah. Thank God. Blessings on blessings for that. And before I left, she was like, you know, she feels that she hasn't done much for me. She was really feeling guilty because at the age of 20, 21, all my friends were getting cars from their parents, but she couldn't, you know.
Do you have siblings? Is it just you? Yeah,
it's just, well, I've got two siblings.
Okay.
One from another marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, but I feel like I've done enough with just bringing you in the world. You know, just letting the world know that here's Tshego and may his gifts, you know, help the family live and help more people in terms of getting wherever they need to get to. And that was the most, I think, for me. Look, when I took it, I was like, yeah, because I don't want to get emotional. But that's one of probably the biggest gift and the best gift my mom has ever given me. Just those words. Just knowing that, her understanding that perhaps me being born was just me breaking the yoke of the bondages that my family's been through. Because I want to be really honest with you. We're not financially strong. We want. Maybe, yeah, because, you know, life happens. But I knew very well that when I won the VJ search, certain burdens, you know, will be uplifted and I'll be able to help my parents. I'll be able to take my sister to school. I'll be able to help whoever needs help within that's close to me. You know, so for me, I wasn't just winning the VJ search for Tshego Kooki and a dream come true. I was literally doing it for my family, you know, to make sure that the legacy after my mom, after my me, after it just lives on, you know. And so far, yeah, it's been a beautiful blessing, man. So that's that.
I gotta tell you, bro, you come across very authentic. Like, it's very cool.
Yeah.
And pretty sort of open and honest, but in a cool way.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
What is it that you really want people to feel or think when they think of you? What would be the best perception for the South African public to have?
Well, I'd want someone to think of me as a human being that no matter what, tenacity should always be at the forefront of everything. You should have the tenacity to go at life, the tenacity to keep on going on, the tenacity to fight with all that you have. Because sometimes all that you have is everything that you have. The little that you have is the biggest that you have. And that's all I want people to remember me as. The kid that came in the industry with tenacity, and with that alone, went beyond. Beyond all expectations, beyond world expectations, beyond what people thought I could do. I could just be this. But as long as I know that my tenacity got me here, I'm good. And that's that.
You know what it feels like? It feels like you've been prepped for this moment for the longest time, and now the moment is happening, and you know how you want to handle the moment.
I won't even lie to you. I'm not even gonna lie to you, Aria. It's always been the thing of when my time is there, I literally want to use it the best way I can.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to call me a celeb. They know in the office, I chill with everybody. I don't want to use that VJ thing. The VJ is just a title we use for the sake of being formal. But I'm cool with everybody, and I want it to be like that. I'm cool with kids from the hood. I'm cool with guys in the burbs. I'm cool with the taxi driver, the security guard, the janitor, whoever it is that I need to be cool with, because I'm human before anything. And it's mutual respect that allows me and you to have this conversation, because I have respect for you. I have respect for the people listening. So I want them to get the most out of this, not just fine, he's got a beautiful smile, he talks well, or this and that. There's someone out there that's listening to this, and they're probably going to go do what they have to do as well as soon as they stop listening to this interview. And they're going to go for their dreams. And that's that. You coming in every day, doing what you're doing, and you just told me that you run an ad agency. As soon as that comes about, you leave and you go do something else. And that's how life is. We don't stop. You can't. It's impossible to. You know, so that's how I've been raised, to understand that when my time comes, don't let it get to you. Don't let the hype get to you. It's there. Like, I don't want to lie to people. It's there. I'm human. If people go crazy for me, it gets to me. But I don't let it consume me. I can't. Because at the end of the day, as soon as I get consumed by that, then I forget that what I'm here for. And yeah, man. So never let the hype consume you. And right now, that's pretty much what's keeping me afloat.
Dope. I dig it. Listen, bro, may you just go from kind of strength to strength. I think it's really cool. You're really cool.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
What is your final word to the people? You can land this. What is there left to say? And then you can tell me about how to vote for you.
Well, look, man, it's 2018. It's time for you guys to get wired differently. It's time for you guys to go for your dreams. It's time for, if you're at school or you're starting a new job, it's time for you to understand that whatever you have right now is the best that you've got. So give it all that you got. Get wired differently. Pray more if you need to, but work harder as well. If you're going to pray 5 times, work 10 times harder, you know, and don't you ever give up. Keep the right people around you. That's one thing. Keep the right people around you. You know who's right for you and you know who's not for you. So keep at it. And yeah, man, that's boom. It's 2018, baby.
Dig it. How do we vote?
Hit up the Cosmopolitan website. And then there's the last dude holding the dog, smiling at it. Really, really cute dog.
Are you
well.
December?
April. April. But within, yeah. And within the Cosmopolitan website, you see me. I'm right there at the bottom. And you can also hit me up on social media. You can actually see it. It's all on my links from Instagram to Twitter as well. So, yeah, Ketsego Kooki, full name. And, yeah, man, have fun with that. Vote as much as you want. You might even score yourself a chance of winning, what, 10 grand?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, do that. Let's have fun with it. Also, I'll see you guys on the 8th at the Rockets, man. Get your ticket on cricket.co.za. Yeah.
Dope. I dig it. Tseko, thanks so much for stopping by. All the best. You survived producer Palesa's questions, and then you were emotive and all the good things, and you you gave us some real great food for thought there, which is very cool.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. It's been great.
Such a pleasure. That's it, Tseko. There you can vote for him over at cosmopolitan.co.za.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.